You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation on the Pop Culture and the Research so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
And I am Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Alien Romulus?
Remus and Romulus?
Remus and Romulus, the founders of Rome.
Wolves, maybe?
They raised sucked by on wolves. A wolf's titties.
Yes, they
and
did.
And that gave them the brilliant idea, what if I made a city called Rome? This has escaped me.
It's like, you have two children, little babes, lost in the woods. They're like, oh, where? We are so hungry. If only we had some delicious wolf titty to suck on.
Oh, I'm so hungry I could eat a wolf's breast.
And oh my God, out of the woods comes a wolf with voluptuous bosoms that Remus and Romulus latch onto. And then as they're suckling, they're like, brother, they're like,
yes.
You ever think of making city called Rome?
All the time. I'm Remus, my brother. Do you ever think of making city called Reme? And that's how we get the two twin cities of Reme and Rome. Anyway, so a brand new Alien movie, Alien Romulus, taking place between Alien and Aliens. Mm. Not part of Ridley Scott's sort of sad Prometheus trilogy that he was trying to make.
Yeah.
Another thing.
A separate thing. A prequel, but not the prequels that you're used to.
Yes.
Nor the David will not be there.
No. Name another character. The engineers, maybe? Jesus Christ. He was one of them.
Yeah, Jesus Christ was an engineer. The engineers probably won't be there.
It would be,
Naomi,
seems unlikely.
Raspus?
Yeah.
I watched her in an Apple TV original that I also forget the name of. I had a good time with it, but it did not get renewed for a season two.
I get her confused with Rumi Mara, but I don't think it's because they played the same character, but they did play the same character. Numi Raspus.
I don't know.
And I just know that her first name is Numi, and that's awesome.
That's sick.
And then you got Rooney.
Yeah.
I think
Numi
that's
Rumi?
Mickey Rooney? Yeah.
Mickey Rooney, the wrestler.
Anyway.
Or, yeah, Mickey Rooney's the wrestler. Who's the one from Breakfast?
No, is it Mickey Rooney? Oh, yes, he is.
Mickey Rourke?
Mickey Rourke's a wrestler. Mickey Rooney's from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, and we don't talk about that.
No.
He's a...
He does a bad job. I'll say.
Yeah, he fucked that one.
He fucked up
and
Breakfast
at
Tiffany's.
And not for the first time in his career.
Yeah,
sadly.
I've actually recently watched Alien and Aliens, like, within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I got Aliens on the brain.
Yeah. Here. What's going on here, then?
This seems like... So in Aliens...
Because it went Ridley Scott, then Cameron, then Fincher, slash, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm and so then, sorry. They made me do this terrible movie and I want to quit.
Yeah. And then Johnny freaking Buffy or whatever.
Johnny
Whedon.
Buffy.
Yeah, Joss Whedon did the fourth one. And
I thought he wrote it.
Well, talk about fucking it up.
Yeah, didn't he just write it?
Yeah, well, he did a bad job. It's not a good movie. Yeah.
Is 3 all right?
3's good. It's 3's weird.
I feel like people have come round on 3.
They have. 3's really grown on people.
Yeah. Because I think when it came out, it was people were expecting it to be aliens on Earth, but then it was just aliens on a wooden prison.
And a sad wooden prison, yeah.
Okay, like, the director of the second, of Alien Resurrection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His next movie was Amelie.
It does feel kind of French.
It's Jean-Pierre.
I'll say it.
Jeanette?
Yeah. Alien 4 feels French. It's a French, it's got French vibes.
Because Joss, he wrote it.
Yeah.
And the director, he didn't make it as, I guess, funny as Joss wanted. Because you know when you think aliens, you think funny.
Oh, it's a laugh riot, dude.
When I think Joss Whedon, I think, I hate that man. And then I stop listening.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yes, I will, against all of my survival instincts that I've been built up over the last 15 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because he, from that, then he made Firefly / Serenity.
Mm.
Did you make a claim once that you were going to watch all of Firefly? No,
what the hell happened to that?
I watched 4 episodes of Firefly in a row and was like, what am I?
Well, don't mainline it. Well, pace it out, bro.
Unfortunately, my time is either in chunks or not at all.
Fair enough.
But the director, I think I've seen this movie as well. The directorial debut with the Alien Resurrections guy, Jean-Pierre Jeanette, which I think I'm nailing.
Yeah, I think so too.
His first movie was Delicatessen, which...
Oh, I might have seen Delicatessen too. Is that a comedy?
Yeah, it's a very black comedy, I believe.
Mm. Alien Resurrections funny because it clearly is written by Joss Whedon. A group of characters which are effectively the Firefly crew that come in and are annoying to watch.
Winona Ryder's there.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman's there.
There's extended sequences of Ripley dunking, which is pretty cool.
Apparently she...
She shot one of the baskets.
For like full court or something like that, and they almost lost the take Ron Perlman was like...
What?
Did you just see that? Christ, wow. I want to say she got like, did she get like first shot as well?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
Because I would just expect to get to go for ages.
Yeah.
And then Rod Perlman's like, duh.
What?
Which, like, fair enough. It's impressive.
I would be impressed as well. So this movie takes place between Alien and Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing from the trailer in this movie, it seems like the ship is carrying facehuggers, but is carrying them not in eggs. There's that scene. It's like a kind
like
of
in
weird,
a little incubator.
Yeah,
type thing.
Space hugger story. So that what that makes me think is, so in Aliens, Ripley is like, I was on fucking LV-419 or whatever it was.
417.
What 417? And there were aliens and facehuggers, and all of the Weyland-Yutani guys are like, bullshit, idiot. And then the fucking
Paul Reiser guy.
Hadley's Hope or whatever gets infected by aliens, and they're like, oh, I guess she was right. And Paul Reiser is there to be like, we gotta collect these fucking aliens. awesome guy. That's who I want to be in an alien situation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like, I'm getting these aliens back for Weyland-Yutani, dude.
Yeah, and he's going to fucking be stoked.
Yeah, they're going to be so happy. I am worshipping that god, Mammon. His money is... My God.
He's lost steam there, my dude.
Yeah.
He started yamming about Mammon, and I'm like, what? Where's this
I did.
Guy?
I lost steam. Anyway, so I don't know if the ship in Alien Romulus is like a Weyland-Yutani ship. Well, it is.
Mm.
But I don't know if the idea is it's like...
If it's meant to be.
Yeah, well, if they've collected aliens and facehuggers or whatever and are shipping them somewhere, and that'll be a reveal in the movie that, holy shit, Weyland-Yutani is... Or the other theory is maybe they're cloning the aliens. It's like they're manufactured. I don't know.
There's that line in the trailer where it's like, do you want to get off this planet? Is that like, this is how we do it, right? So I'm guessing it's like they're in some back of the woods sort of like shithole planet they hate. And then they're like, well, maybe there's like, oh yeah, it's a transporting dangerous cargo. They don't know what it is, but you know,
we need someone to do it.
They're going to pay a lot of money to do it. So let's, you know, let's do this. And that's how they get on board. And they're like, you know, they're hauling it from like A to B, but then of course it'd be facehuggers.
Facehuggers.
Oh, no, guess what? I go, shit, I got my face hugged.
Damn. This always happens.
Now I have an alien in me.
Yeah.
There's that one scene, which I think is pretty cool in the trailer, where the that one lady, she's got like a, it's almost like a live x-ray or whatever, but it's like it's a torch to her back where it makes everything, kind of see everything that's going
like
on
in
her
ribs. Yeah, like when you shine a torch through your fucking...
So she sees her ribs and everything, and it's all kind of cool. And you see her face, like, goes, so you see a chest burst. About to... So does that mean that at one point, I guess she got face hugged, and she's like,
oh, yeah. I guess.
Or was, oh, I'm guessing they face hugged.
Well, the way it
works
is from Alien,
yeah,
you get face hugged,
mm-hmm,
you're in a coma, you're out. You wake up, you're like, bro, I think I'm okay. You go to lunch. You say, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Someone hold me down. I'm about to give birth stomach first.
Yeah.
And then it pops out. So I'm assuming that takes place. She's been face hugged.
Mm.
She's guessing, like, something feels wrong.
Okay.
Blacklight. Oh, shit. Not backlight. Oh, shit. I've got the alien in me.
Okay.
Something I love in this trailer is we see the face hugger actually, we see it put its tendril down the throat of the guy getting face
hugged. It's unpleasant.
It's nasty.
Good.
I think the Alien movies should be nasty. That's
I mean, that's what they were designed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. The first writers were
yuck. Like,
gross.
Yeah. And then Joss Whedon comes along and he's like, everyone's a clone and in Firefly.
Yeah. Everyone's making quips. But like the first one, like, isn't it the writers, they made something that just was not good or like wasn't critically accepted or whatever. And so they're like, you know what? We want to make the audience have a bad time. So everything is going to be very phallic and yonic and in your face all the time.
Absolutely. And it's just...
it's so good.
It's awesome. It's really cool. It adds this like extra dimension to the horror that is very frightening. It's very frightening to be like, you know, in a regular horror movie, especially a creature feature, it's like, well, I hope I don't get killed.
Mm.
And this is like something way worse. Yeah, if I'm caught, you
know, let's get a creature. He's gonna have a head. He's gonna shape like a big dong.
Yep.
And then he's gonna open its mouth, and guess what? There's gonna be a little dick in there too.
A little dong.
And then he's gonna penetrate the hell out of you.
Absolutely.
He's just gonna go to town.
He's going to have sex with your mouth.
Yep.
And then you're going to give birth through your stomach.
Yep.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That is scary.
But I think an interesting thing with the Alien franchise is the escalation gets weird. So with Alien, it's just one alien.
Yeah.
And at the very end of the movie, he's very sick.
Yeah.
It's like a funny scene on a rewatch where Ripley's escaping in her little escape pod, and she's like, I'm safe. And then she shines her torch into like a little storage pocket, and the alien's in there like, and she's like, oh, fuck. And it's like, oh, God, I'm so unwell. And then she knocks it out of the airlock. And then in Aliens, it's like, there's heaps of aliens.
Mm-hmm. We've escalated. There's a queen.
Yep. And a queen. We've escalated. Scary. Mm. Then in Alien 3, they're like, there's one alien again.
But he's a bit dog.
He's a dog alien. Yeah. He's a runner.
Yeah.
And Ripley's got an alien in her. Escalated. And in Alien 4, they're like, this is an alien-human hybrid.
Yeah, it's an alien with human lips.
Ripley is an alien now?
And they kiss?
It thinks she's her mother.
Mm.
And then, so I think they have this kind of struggle. It always feels like with the Alien franchise where they're like, this is an awesome premise.
Mm.
Great monster, super unique. What the fuck do we do with it?
Well, it kind of went horror to action.
Yeah, well, Aliens is kind of an action movie.
Well,
it's still got elements of horror, but yeah, it's mostly an action
great movie. Great news, they still haven't figured out how to escalate it because both of the Aliens projects that are currently being worked on are prequels.
Mm, you say both?
Yeah, there's this movie.
Remus?
No. But it will be something you'll be excited to hear.
Yeah.
To hear about. It's a Noah Hawley series.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, Johnny Fargo.
Yeah,
yeah. He's been in the works for a while.
Yeah,
hasn't
I thought
it?
That was.
It's expected to premiere at the start of next year.
Ooh,
well,
huh.
The first half of 2025.
That's
I believe it's still in production.
Who owns Aliens?
FX. Oh wait, who owns?
Yeah. Am I gonna get Zaslabbed?
No.
20th Century Fox,
which is owned by Disney.
Okay. All right.
The show was in active pre-production last year.
Yeah, no, I thought it was also... I didn't know if it was cancelled. I just thought it was kind of... I think with the strikes and stuff, it was like, are we getting this still? I don't know.
Hmm.
Very exciting.
Cool.
Noah Hawley does a great job, which you can see with Fargo, of taking a pre-established movie with certain vibes or whatever, and then...
The main character is Sydney Chandler, who plays a character called Wendy, the woman who has the body of an adult and the consciousness of a child.
Is the main character?
Yep, listed as the main character.
Okay. Well, I was very confident.
That praise we just put on Noah.
Timothy Oliphant's in it, though.
He's a very
Timothy
handsome
Oliphant.
Man. Go on. Well,
he's playing Wendy's synth mentor and trainer.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this movie's going to be
this TV
awesome.
Show.
TV show is going to be awesome.
Yeah, this is not about the movie. This is not about the trailer we were just talking
this
about.
This is about Noah Hawley. Because I really like his. I really like Legion. I think that's some of the best sort of mutant or adaptation on the. I was going to say silver screen, but no, it's the Idiot Box. but I really like. I love Legion. Mm. It's so fucking good. And I really like his novels. And he did Bones.
Let's not forget Bones.
Let's not forget Bones. Bones is pretty good. Not Bones like the Snoop Dogg movie classic. Bones.
Bones, the television show about Bones.
About Bones. And like he was involved in that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we didn't get his Doom.
Oh, that would have been cool.
So the Alien.
His novel's great. Anyway.
The Alien TV series is set on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Before Prometheus.
I love when we have this.
Why?
I love when we do different, like, timelines about this prequel of as that's a prequel of and
here's the timeline for the Alien franchise.
Yeah. I loved it.
It starts with a TED Talk.
I remember that TED Talk.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember all of that because they were like, cool, we're going to do a lot more about this TED Talk slash early young
Weyland. Peter Weyland.
Peter Weyland, as played by Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
And then that's why he's in old man makeup. But then we cut all the early shit. So now it just looks like we hired young man to be old man for that weird TED Talk. We are good at making movie and
that's
clever.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
TED Talk?
Good director, though. Comes in, he's real close up the Guy Pearce's mouth. Ah, good stuff.
The TED Talk?
Yeah.
Which is called TED 2023, if you want to check it out. Or alternatively, Thus Spoke
Zarathustra?
Zarathustra. Ooh. The Peter Weyland Files TED Conference 2023. That's its full title.
Happened last year. It's crazy.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, apparently got revisited last year, and everyone was like, wow, he's just playing Elon Musk. Then it's the Alien TV series.
Elon gets got by Prometheus.
Prometheus. Yeah. That'll be awesome.
Then the Alien TV series, then Prometheus, then Covenant, then the Alien movie, then
Romulus.
Alien Isolation.
All right, okay.
Then Alien Out of the Shadows. Don't know what that is.
Wait, Isolation is the game.
Yeah.
Then we have a book.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything's canon.
And then we have Alien Romulus.
Okay.
And then Aliens.
Okay.
And then Aliens
Colonial Marines.
Yeah, I almost said Colonial. Colonial Marines.
Colonial Marines.
Clooney Marines?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, cloned why do a lot we have two George things Clooney. Called it?
And then we gave them guns.
Yeah.
Then, these are the Clooney Marines. I don't know.
Then we've got Aliens again, but this time Aliens the comic book line because everything's canon.
So the comic book line is real.
No, it's not. It's a fake lie. It won't hurt you, Jack.
Does that mean that the comic book where Ripley's dad, who is a doctor in the 50s, who fights an alien on Earth is real?
I guess so.
I think it's called Alien Earth Angel, maybe?
Yeah, a one-shot in August 1994.
exciting times.
What
ahead.
About Aliens Mondo Heat?
What about the time when the aliens fought Batman? Is that also real?
There's also a one shot called Aliens Pig.
Whoa. Is that when aliens that fight awesome. Pig or when they become pig alien?
I don't know. Okay, if we we got 6 volumes of
Alien Pig.
Six volumes of the Alien Omnibus to collect so that we can be prepared for this alien.
Fuck, dude.
Well, the cover of Alien Pig is an alien looking kind of menacing at a pig. So
maybe he eats a pig.
Maybe he
get a pig alien, that'd be cool.
Becomes his best friend.
Unless they're just referring to the initial works. Oh, my God.
Does it end with Alien Earth War or whatever it's called, where the aliens come to Earth? Is Alien v. Predator real?
I don't know. Well, Alien Pig was preceded by Alien Headhunters and followed by Alien Borderlines.
Yeah.
So okay. That's nice.
All right.
We got Aliens Alchemy, Aliens Kidnapped, Aliens Tourist Season.
Okay. What about in the future? This is a thing I watched a video on recently. Once the humans beat the aliens in the Earth War, they have a big Olympics to commemorate it. But as part of that is there's a drug that they've developed made of the aliens called like Xenozip or something. And people take it to be better at the Olympics.
Is that real? Do you reckon that's aliens tourist season?
I reckon.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm gonna read the summary of Alien Pig. Let me know when you think this goes off the rails.
I'm excited.
So Stitch and his band of space pirates have designs on looting the wreckage of a crashed or tug before the rightful owners can arrive to salvage the valuable cargo.
Sure.
The problem, a nest of aliens has set up housekeeping near the wrecked tug.
Okay.
Stitch's solution, a cute little pig carrying a low-yield nuke wired to a remote detonator. Not since Babe has so much rested on the outcome of a porker's performance. How about a little bacon with your alien egg?
Is the comic really about a pig versus aliens?
A nuke pig versus an alien. Pigs?
Hey, Aliens Tourist Season? That's not about the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's about a theme world. It's Westworld, but with an alien, but it's still Wild West.
You know what I said? Like, the alien franchise doesn't know how to escalate. In the comics, clearly they do.
They've
got a handle on it.
Hey, do we... Do we got...
did we ever write for Alien?
Did we go into the past to accidentally write Alien Pig?
Because, like, Alien Pig or Alien Westworld, but season? Aliens.
Yeah, so this is Alien Tourist, Aliens Tourist Season.
Yeah.
On a theme planet designed to mimic life.
Yeah.
In the Old West, a frontier town is beset by a horror unimagined in the days of cowboys and outlaws. Limited by 19th century technology and weapons, the play-acting tourists will learn the code of the West or die.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. Can we get that? An adaptation of that?
Yeah, can we?
I know there's also an Alien book that came out recently that apparently was quite good, I think, where it was on a planet that is trapped in, not because it's a theme planet, just because of the way the planet's developed, is like a medieval society with serfs and lords and stuff. The aliens invade and they have to fight them off with siege weapons and shit. Huh. There's so many cool alien movies they could be making, dude.
Okay, yeah. So
why aren't they making this incredible stuff?
I don't know.
Aliens,
dude.
Comic book kind of starts like how, and this is a reference point that probably only makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It does the Army of Darkness comic book line, which is it starts off as a sequel to
one of the movies.
The movies, and then just keeps going and gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Aliens Pig.
Yeah. See Aliens Pig.
See Alien Olympics.
Yeah. Xenozip, baby. And Xenozip, I think from memory, just makes you really strong, but then it makes you like homicidal and you kill people. And also xenomorphs fucking hate you when you're on it. Because they're like, you're not a xenomorph. You're just full of alien jelly, I think. Like from the Queen? The Queen makes the jelly?
I'm really like scared leaves. About what Alien Mondo Heat is about because it's... Look at...
Hubba hubba, baby!
Oh, yeah.
Is that like fucking Jason on the front?
It looks like Jason, but it's not Jason. It's like a zombie guy holding two babes and then a bloody alien hand grabbing at them.
It kind of, and the babes kind of like, they're drawn almost... modern Betty and Veronica style in a weird way.
What the fuck is it about? They made a lot of fucking crazy comic books.
I think we're sleeping on these aliens.
I'm pretty sure they're quite well regarded. Some of them.
Why is it? Okay.
Yeah.
So Mondo Heat is named after the main... When you've got a major infestation of aliens and the colonial marines are nowhere in sight, you won't find a better exterminator than name Mondo. You will never guess his first name.
I can't even.
Herc Mondo. H-E-R-K.
I was going to say Jeb.
Herc Mondo, baby.
But Herc's got a couple of big problems. He's completely unarmed in the middle of an infestation. He's got an active volcano ready to blow beneath his feet. But you can be sure of one thing, though. The volcano may blow, but Herc will keep his cool.
What the fuck
is going on?
What is alien? What are we doing here? Jesus Christ, dude.
Herc is a character that had popped up before.
Okay, he's a dude.
Alien
special. The cover is an alien wearing a tuxedo.
Okay.
That's cool. All
right.
Okay.
Neat.
Colonial Marines.
He's like a character in the game?
Yeah, I think he pops up briefly.
Okay.
God, I love the smell of chemical fires in the morning. Reminds me of Solano's moons. Well, it's brewski time. Adios. Adios, suckers.
Herc rocks, dude. I'm into him. He sounds cool as hell.
Okay, it seems I guess I've got a lot of aliens lore to catch up on.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I've never wanted to read a comic book more than any other time that I've found how crazy comic books are and get obsessed.
Yeah.
happens a lot.
It is kind of a shame how cool and crazy these comic books are. And then the movies, they never really feel like they innovate very much.
Yeah, like you do get the aliens v. Predator stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are... real bad.
Stinker movies.
And you're like, they're stupid.
Yeah, they are stupid. That is true.
And it is kind of crazy to think you have, predators. You got these, like, scary hunted alien people from another planet. They're going to get us. And you got, like, xenomorphs, scary little aliens. They're swarming, going to fuck us up. And then you got, like, little earthlings in the mix. And you're like, yet.
we can't seem to get our head around a good story here.
Yeah, we can't tell a good story about the I mean, they come up with crazy ideas. Like, is it the first AVP where it's like there's a pyramid that was a predator hunting ground where they bred the aliens to hunt?
Yes.
And then they would put humans in there.
Yes.
To, yes. And then, wasn't there a Predator movie with the super predator and a little boy has autism?
Yeah,
and it's like magic.
That's The Predator. Yeah. The Shane Black movie that was hot on the heels of The Nice Guys, a movie everyone loved.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then, is that what everyone was like? Maybe Shane Black, you're problematic.
Yeah.
You keep putting your pedophile friend in your movie.
Wasn't there a pedophile sex person? Then, like, they came to the set.
No, they're in the movie.
They're like a
they're an extra.
Yeah.
It's like his friend, and he keeps putting him in the movies. Yeah. It's like, hey, that's a convicted pedophile.
Maybe don't do that.
Did that movie introduce predator dogs?
No, that was the one before it.
Predator dogs are a good idea.
So there's Predator. Predator 2, Concrete Jungle.
Yeah.
A big, long gap.
Yeah. Predators.
Uh-huh.
And that was on Predator Homeworld.
Yeah, and then The Predator.
Yeah.
That's right. Predators is the one where I thought that one of the human beings abducted to be on the Predator Homeworld was a pedophile.
Which but makes me think that you probably just got that confused with the real-life story.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, because what's his name? Guy from... 70s show, he was Eddie Brock.
Oh, yeah.
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace.
Yeah, because he's a serial killer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, they're all kind of predators.
All different kinds of predators.
I don't think there's a...
There wasn't a sexual predator
No.
That was...
But you were trying to claim that is
brain.
The...
Yeah. And then Prey, which I haven't seen, but I hear is quite good.
Really good. Yeah. Really good. Really
I gotta watch it. Alien Romulus. Why do we think it's called that?
Well... You and your brother,
yes.
You're lost in the woods, and you're like, damn,
sucking
I wish
on a wolf.
I had a wolf titty.
Sucking on a wolf.
Sucking on a wolf. Like,
Well, okay, so Romulus
sucking
and
Sucking on my wolf titty like you wanted it. Wolfing it all the time. And that's the teachers of wolves.
Yeah. For some reason in my head it was... Is it walking on a dream? Where it's like, walking on a dream, sucking on a wolf. Anyway, so Romulus and Remus, that's a story that's like a you know, folk tale or whatever about the founding of Rome.
Okay, I got some terrible news. The Alien comic volume 1, half price.
Bro, you're about to become alien pilled. It's about to happen.
60% off, actually. And that it doesn't get to Mondo Heat, though.
What about Ham or whatever it is?
No, it just covers Alien. Aliens, issue 1-6. Yeah. Aliens, issue 1-4. Aliens, Earth War. And that's it.
Earth War is apparently pretty good. That's it's about an alien Earth War. Yeah.
Okay.
Alien.
So, all right. So, Romulus, I guess, founder and first king of Rome.
Yeah.
Here's a lovely statue of him and his brother.
It's a classic statue. Yeah,
sucking some wolf titty.
Do we think that there's going to be some element of that this alien ship or is some way like intended to seed an alien empire on another planet or something?
Is the ship just called Romulus?
No, I don't think so. I think it's called, because it's got a bear on it. It's called...
Well, that was the California Republic of...
Okay.
I think it kind of, you know, like in Fallout, how they've got the bear.
The two-headed bear or whatever.
And this is like... it looked like it was that kind of flag.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that was also, or maybe my terrible eyesight, it was actually a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
With voluptuous bosoms.
That would have maybe made sense. Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is just the name of the ship. But that's kind of, also, why would they name the ship that? It's got to have some significance.
Is it like the first ship that is going to make a, you know, somewhere we're going to build a new colony?
Yeah.
Okay, so
in Aliens, what's happening then? There's a little town, right?
In Alien 1, they land on LV-41 whatever.
Yeah.
And they discover the
that one sick
Prometheus
like,
ship. And they're like, what the fuck? This ship's crazy. And then aliens happened, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
Then Ripley fights the alien. Mm-hmm. She gets put in stasis. Mm-hmm. She wakes up 52 years have gone past.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, fucking the aliens are real. And they're like, no, they're not, idiot. And then they're like, oh, they are real. And they've actually attacked that planet, which we've colonized.
So
Hadley, and they've called it Hadley's Hope.
Yeah.
But they found the ship, basically, and the aliens have attacked.
So is this going to be the ship that goes to, like, you know, basically brings the aliens to...
No, because the aliens are already there. Because the aliens, the idea is that on Hadley's Hope, they found the ship, the Prometheus ship that had the aliens in it.
Okay.
And the aliens came out. And yeah, Ripley's right, like, because right, right, when they're like, yeah, there's a colony there now, Ripley's like, you fucking morons, that's where the aliens are.
Gotcha. And they're like, ma'am, I think you fucked up, actually. Yeah. And they're like, yeah.
So these must be different aliens then. Mm. Like from a separate Prometheus ship, I guess.
Unless what happens is the Whalen Corporation, evil and whatever, obviously.
Yeah.
Heaps Whale of stuff.
Yutani.
Yeah. Wait, the TED Talk guy.
Whoa. I work for them. I love that company. I've got my shoes from them.
Yeah, that's true. I'm
boycott
sorry.
Whale and Yutani.
Yeah, actually, it's probably not a bad idea.
Probably a good idea, yeah. Good. We probably should.
Yeah, unless it's just like that this is like a separate thing that's happening that was also basically the same. Like they're like, oh, to make sure this succeeds,
yeah,
while we're doing a Prometheus, we're also doing a Romulus.
Yeah.
Or I guess, hang on, why are they there in Alien?
They're like space truckers and they're on their way back and then they get a distress signal and they're like, do we check it out? And then the android who's working for Weyland Yutani is like, yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah.
So I think Weyland Yutani.
Ace or something?
And then.
Ash?
Ash.
Wait, so is Ripley a space trucker as well, or is she...
She's like the navigation assistant, I think. And then in the second one, she loses her license. She has to work at the docks.
That's sad. Yeah. Although working at the docks would be a dream come true for me.
Of course, dude. You were built for the docks.
I was built for the docks.
You were built for me to eat a big crate of fish that you slam down.
Here's beanie. Your fucking fish, eh?
You've been having a bad day.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to smoke on shift anymore. I took up smoking when I worked on the docks.
Of course.
Yeah. Cigars.
I got another shipment from Dusha. My fish, my cod are covered in cigar ash. It's good! Hey, forget about it!
You smoke your salmon, I'm doing it for you! My accent's changed as well.
The docks have got to you, dude.
I got dock madness.
Me and Zabit are watching from a nearby rise. We've lost him to the docks. Mm-hmm. He's never coming back.
I'm happy now, eh?
No, is he gone Italian?
I don't know, dude. I think that's just the magic of the docks.
Is he New York? I don't know.
I've always sounded like this, fellas.
Is he?
I don't remember.
Can you say real New York pizza for me?
Real New York pizza!
Maybe that is his voice. No, yeah. I've become convinced.
Yeah, I always thought he was going to do like a New York, but he didn't. He just...
Well, hey, where's the fish?
Good luck to him.
You're the dock guy.
No, I'm yelling at the guy that's the fisherman.
The fish delivery guy.
Hey!
Hey, I got the fish for you!
I'm meant to be running the ducks here!
You're running the ducks,
yeah,
Danny.
Yeah,
the
dude.
You're doing
this
well.
This is the upward momentum.
Yeah, I've had a big day. It's been one day. You drop me off for work and that all happens straight away.
We dropped you off. Guys, okay. I would like to. Can I talk to you? I'd like to try the docks.
Oh, yeah, we'll
take me there now.
Oh, okay, buddy. Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, we lost him to the docks. We lost him to the docks. It's like you take me to the circus. Same thing happens.
Yeah,
can't do it.
Ah, we lost him to. He's the geek.
He's eating chicken heads. We lost him to the circus.
So I guess why would they set it in between times of Alien and Aliens? And then also, why is it called Romulus if you're not going to have this kind of, you know, the beginnings
Of an empire thing. Of civilization? I suppose they could do a thing where it's kind of unclear in Aliens, unless there's like a bit of dialogue I didn't hear or something, but it's kind of unclear in Aliens whether they know about the aliens, like Paul Reiser and Weyland Yutani know about the aliens before sending her there, or if it's when he arrives, he's like, we better capture some aliens.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole bit about how he wants to infect Newt and Ripley so that they can, because he's like, customs won't let me get the aliens back to Earth.
Mm.
So
if we go inside the person, then
they won't be able to figure it out.
So, because in the first, the first one, distress call, and then like Ash is like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure Ash is like, ooh, that's pretty good. What if we got some aliens?
Because it's by happenstance.
Yeah.
And then they sort of get to the distress thing. All right, so there's what is Weyland Yutani doing in terms of like, hey,
is Romulus set really ever, close to Alien, and the distress call is a distress call we see in Alien is a result of whatever the fuck Romulus was doing before Romulus starts,
maybe
because Romulus the
people on that ship, but that's clearly not their ship.
No, yeah. They're like,
because they're like, what the fuck?
What's going on this ship?
If they knew what was going on, they'd be like, what the fuck? Oh, hang on. Oh, I put those face huggers there.
I know. Unless they do a thing where they're like, it's a Weyland Yutani ship that's taken aliens from somewhere else. And at the end of Romulus, the ship is destroyed, but word gets to Weyland Yutani so that when the aliens are there on Hadley's Hope, Paul Reiser is like, oh, this is like the Romulus aliens. Oh, this is something we can investigate. So I'm just
trying
to.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, because again, I haven't seen an alien in a long, long time.
Yeah.
When Ash is like, oh, sick, an alien, is it just like a standard procedure for any android for Weyland Yutani to be like, if you ever hear about some sort of potentially good biological weapon, you got to make it happen. Like, what's going on there?
I'm trying to remember, because the way it works is I'm pretty sure it's a distress signal. What I'm not sure on is if it is a distress signal or if that's Weyland Yutani basically forcing them there to investigate.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I can't really remember. I thought
it's been
just
a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it like 2 weeks ago. I should have this in my memory.
You should.
But, and then they go and they get the alien, and then when they come back, they're at the airlock, and they're like, he got infected by something, and Ripley's like, well, I'm not going to let him in. And then Ash is like, fuck you, and he lets them
him in.
Then Ash is like, it's the thing that happens to all androids when they see the alien for some reason. He's like, it's the perfect organism.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. And then he explodes.
So the perfect organism, first it's an egg, needs to find someone else to then inject into their face.
Yeah. The queen lays a bunch of eggs. Okay. The egg popper open.
Uh-huh.
Facehugger come out. Jumps in a biological life form.
Spits the xenomorph embryo into
down your throat.
Then this facehugger, he's dead now.
The facehugger dies. Then the whatever incubation it's called, the incubation period. Then the little guy explodes out your stomach. Mm-hmm. Then he grows big, and then he he kills you.
The perfect organism.
And then I guess how do they? Because the queen lays eggs,
and then
because the queen,
what is the life cycle?
Because the queen lays eggs. The
queen lays eggs.
Yeah. Becomes a facehugger.
Facehugger jumps on a biological life form.
Yeah. And then the alien is birthed from the facehugger.
Then how do you get another queen?
Well, the thing is, if a facehugger latches onto someone with royal blood.
Oh, okay. Like if the,
queen or the king now.
Yeah.
If they got by a facehugger, that would be a queen.
I think the idea actually is that, from memory, it's like if they need a queen, one of the facehuggers will just, there's like royal facehuggers that will make a queen alien.
Okay.
So if.
Well, surely. Because what if someone just like steps on that egg?
Well,
or is it all like every facehugger could be a royal queen?
The problem is that they made it up as they went along.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
So like an example of that is in Alien 3. There's two aliens, I'm pretty sure. The one in Ripley
and then
the one walking around that does the dog.
Yeah. Because in theory, it's like, well, there's no queen around here, so surely one of them could have been the queen unless the one in Ripley.
Well, I think the idea is the one in Ripley is going to be a queen. But it doesn't make sense because there was only one facehugger that actually stayed with them on the ship when they escaped.
So they're like, two pumps.
I guess it was a two-pump jump.
Yeah.
Plop, plop.
So, Ash, the android.
Yes.
It seems like the movie implies that this was all part of a bigger plan. Like, I mean, obviously, the movie just flat out says Ash is to return with the alien, but he also was like, oh, this message is totally indecipherable.
Okay.
And then Ripley, not Ridley, Scott. Yeah. Ripley is like, manages to decipher some of it and finds out it's not an SOS call, it's a warning.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And then it turns out, because no one knows Ash is an android until later on. Mm-hmm. And Ash is like, yeah, we got to return with this alien no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And Ripley's like, go to hell.
Yeah, that's right. Ripley goes into Mother, the big computer, and the computer's like, return with android, human life, don't worry about it. I mean, return with alien, human life, don't worry about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I guess also because Prometheus happened.
Yeah.
And Alien Revenant or Covenant happened as well. So they know of stuff like this.
Yeah.
So I guess Romulus could just be, oh, there's another batch of fucking alien eggs. I'm just,
it's just, why is it weird? Why is it called Romulus? And why is it set in between the two alien aliens? And it's like, well, I guess if they're trying to link them in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Is it to do with, like, maybe whatever's happening in LV-417, whatever, is something to do with, you know, Romulus before we visit Romulus.
Yeah.
Or, like, one of the ships that has the facehuggers in a little incubator, little odd things.
What it could be is that Hadley's hope is being built in this time. Uh-huh. Like, as in, it's being colonized, the planet. So maybe they'll do a thing where they're like, what we're seeing is when they found the eggs. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, because the idea, the timeline is uninhabited planet with a Prometheus engineer ship on it.
Yeah.
Full of X.
Mm-hmm.
Alien 1 happens. In the interim between Alien 1 and 2, that planet gets colonized. Mm-hmm. And at some point, the colonizers go in and are like, what's this fucking ship?
Yeah.
What's these fucking eggs? So maybe what we're seeing is people from Hadley's Hope in the early days of colonization.
Yeah.
And they get a call from Will and Yutani that's like, hey, give me some fucking eggs.
Yeah, as I say, do the people of Hadley's Hope, do they know, like, have they been there for a while? And does Will and Yutani, like,
I think they've been there, like,
this is good.
20 years, maybe?
Okay.
They've been there a while.
They've been there a long time.
And then, because they set up the, I don't know what the fuck it is, big tower that, like, oxygenizes it. So you can
terraforming situation.
Yeah. Okay.
So they've been there a while. There's, like, a little town there.
Like, I'm wondering if this might have something to do with that planet kind of thing, where it's kind of like, oh, yeah, we're shipping things from A to B, B being that planet. Or, like, we're shipping things from that planet, alien eggs kind of stuff. And so it's kind of when, you know, facehuggers go all everywhere, they're like, oh, yeah, that's going to happen on that sweet planet. True, then we're going to get an alien from, maybe. I don't know. The perfect organism.
I guess you could have a thing where it's like Weyland Yutani are secretly at the alien ship already.
Yeah.
And it's like, they've collected some aliens in their little pods or
like
whatever.
They've collected as many as they think is all there, and that's what the ship is moving on, because they want to start a big alien empire.
Yeah.
And then what is left is the stuff that they just didn't grab because they didn't see it, they forgot about it. Or they're like, oh, yeah, we've got everything, but they hadn't.
And then that's aliens.
And that's aliens. And then in Romulus, because they're like, we want it's good because you're like, oh, yeah, they want to start an alien empire for –
who do Weyland Yutani? Well, in the movie, Aliens, Paul Reiser is like, imagine what the fucking weapons people on Earth would pay for these guys.
Yeah. Mm.
So I guess they want to. But if it's called Romulus because it's about the founding of Hadley's Hope, I could imagine maybe that the whole thing was a cover for Weyland Yutani to get there and collect those eggs.
Well, yeah, they're on a space station, so people just theorized that it's. The space station is just, there's two, and one's called Remus, and one's called Romulus, and Remus is the one that has been fucked off.
Oh, yeah. Because it's infected with the aliens. Mm. Yeah. We are maybe looking too much into it, and it could just be, that's a cool name.
They have not
thought about the implications of calling it Romulus.
Surely they would have thought. Surely.
You would imagine. Surely. Yeah. I don't know.
The symbolism of.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, you got Aliens Pig, and that's just about a pig. So.
And then you got Aliens Mondo Heat, which is just about
a guy named Herc Heat or whatever.
Herc Mondo.
Herc Mondo blowing stuff up with volcanoes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a volcano about to go off, but he's going to kill the fucking alien.
What do they call the ship in the first one?
The Nostra.
Nostradamus.
Not Nostradamus.
Isn't that?
Nostromo.
Nostromo. Yeah. What's the engineer ship?
I don't know. Does it have a name? The engineer ship?
Probably called like
In Prometheus, the ship the humans arrive on is called the Prometheus.
Yes.
I guess, but that's the symbolism there. It steals fire from the engineers, i.e. the black goo. And then
and Alien Covenant, is that when David makes a deal?
Alien religion of some kind, probably.
With something. Yeah. I don't know. Do you remember that movie?
I've not seen it.
No,
this is making me want to watch all the Alien movies.
Oh, they're good movies. They're great.
Which is bad because time. And I got to read all the Alien comics now, too.
I can see how you didn't get through all the Firefly.
Yeah, because there's good stuff out there. Absolutely. Why focus on the bad?
I agree.
And Serenity as well?
Yeah.
Oh, like sands through an hourglass, so are the days of my... That's what happens to that guy, yeah? His favorite poem, the intro of Days of Our Lives. This is going to be an awesome reference to the people that...
Dude, I don't know.
Wash gets killed halfway through a poem. I was making fun of that because who cares?
I think we should send you to the docks.
I think that's probably for the best, dude.
Get in the car, dude.
What's Wash's favorite Disneyland. Poem?
I don't know, dude!
You love Firefly, don't you?
I have watched Serenity.
Well, this happens in Serenity.
Yeah, I watched it once.
I thought you were a big Serenity guy. I apologize.
That's all right, dude. Thank you.
The guy that everyone likes, Alan Tudyk.
Tudyk.
He gets killed randomly in the movie. And he's like reciting a poem when it happens. Yeah.
I don't know if it's Days of Our Lives.
It's not Days
Surely
of Our Lives.
Surely I would have picked that up. Surely I would have.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Surely I would have known, right?
It's, I don't know, dude.
It's
I
about like Leaves on the Wind or some shit. Yeah.
Like Leaves on the Wind?
Leaves?
Yeah, like Leaves on the Wind.
Leaves on the Wind?
Leaves on the Wind.
I saw two roads and I took the worst one.
I see. I'm but a brother.
Yeah.
And I really want to suck on some wolf titty.
How do I go about that? Yeah. There was an old man from Nantucket.
There was an old lady.
Lived in a shoe.
Yeah, different old lady.
Different old lady. There's a lot of them going around.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Do we think they're going to do anything interesting with the alien itself? Like, do we think there's going to be like this is what makes this alien different, or this is what makes these facehuggers different?
It's weird, right? Because I kind of want them not to. I just kind of want a classic. I don't want to have like a dog alien. I don't want to have a gorilla alien.
I want to just be like,
it's a classic spooky alien. Let's go with that. Mm. And like, you know, stop trying to reinvent the alien. It was scary.
Yeah.
It's still scary.
Well, it seems like from the trailer there's one.
Yeah.
Which is good. And if they manage to sort of like just, you know, crank up the terror of there being an alien you don't want to get caught by, great. Mm. I think that would be fine. Mm-hmm. I think now's the time to make a very solid, very simple alien movie, and then you can go crazy later.
Yeah, then escalate it.
But you need to have that safe foundation that reminds everybody, oh, actually, the xenomorphs are
scary.
Yeah, well, one is scary.
Yeah.
This movie looks like it's going to be disgusting.
It sure does.
And do you guys know the director by name?
I know. No. I've seen a few of his movies.
Yeah, so you know like what he's done? Because all his movies are grotty.
That's good.
Alien should be grotty.
He did the Evil Dead remake.
Oh, yeah.
And he did Don't Breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Which features a truly horrific scene that just sort of comes out of nowhere. That's so, like, when I watched Don't Breathe, I saw it with a friend that almost had to leave the cinema because it's...
Jeez.
It's just a real fucked up scene.
What happens in said scene?
There's a turkey baster full of cum.
Oh, yeah.
That gets kicked into the bad guy's throat, and then he coughs up cum. And it's out of... nowhere.
Yeah.
Because it's in the middle of a reveal of like what the fuck is going on in this house. And yeah, they're trying to escape and he's trying to use the turkey baster and it gets kicked around and then kicked into his mouth and then they stand on it.
Then
he's like, and close up calm.
That's awesome.
When you say he's trying to use it,
To impregnate someone.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I hope Alien is that grotty, if not grotty.
Well, Evil Dead is also disgusting.
Yeah.
That's like one of the most violent movies I think I've ever seen. Yeah. I feel like this... What's his name?
You see just from the trailer how like...
Yeah, like I said, the proboscis of the facehugger going in and out of the guy's mouth.
That's very... Yes.
It's disgusting. And it's also the kind of thing that I don't think is really shown in the other two in Alien and Aliens.
Yeah, because you get the aftermath. Yeah. And the fourth one, you get them on the glass. And they're like...
True.
Suckerfishes on the glass. Blah, 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 blah. And so you can kind of, you know, put one and one together.
But I think that's it's kind of a weird thing about the Alien movie that was sort of lost is... the horror of a loss of bodily autonomy.
Mm. Yeah.
That is a massive part of what makes the alien scary and unique as a monster. Yeah. So I think it's very, if they return to that, that's a very cool. A return to form.
One of the things I can think from the trailer, the guy who has two sets of eyes in his own head, I'm guessing that is the android.
Yes,
yeah, that would make sense.
That checks out.
Unless he can just do that.
He might just be Johnny Two Eyes.
Or four eyes.
Yeah. Maybe we can all do that. We've just never rolled our eyes back.
Never
that
tried
far.
Hard
yeah.
enough.
Yeah, there's actually a secret, like the back of your eyes has another pupil.
A better one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. See more stuff.
Yeah, when you expose it to the elements, you can actually see in like a fourth dimension.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
2040 vision, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
2040
vision. We got any swings to the fences for this movie?
Because I know the director's work and he's never done anything too fucked like this, but he has made movies part of a series before because he also directed Girl Who Kicked in the the other one, Girl Who
Interrupted?
Played with spiders.
What?
Girl Who Kicked the
It's the unrelated what? It's the fourth book in that series that was a movie because there's Girl the Dragon Tattoo, Girl Who Played with Fire, Girl Kicked in the Hornet's Nest, Girl something something spider something. Anyway, he made that movie.
Okay.
So he's done movies connected to like a larger franchise before.
Right. Yeah. And he didn't do anything wild like having
de-aged fucking
Noomi Rasmus
or like
Rooney Mara also coming in and being like, I too am the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Like a facehugger goes onto a robot. And then you have a robot alien.
Mm.
Whoa.
I always wonder, I'm sure that scene exists somewhere, but the facehugger implanting an alien embryo in an android and then it kind of trying to get out but getting trapped inside.
Have you seen
that's horrible.
Have
but
you seen
cool.
the Evil Dead remake?
No.
I reckon you should watch that if you want to get excited for Alien Romulus because he does escalation in that pretty substantially.
That's great.
Things go from bad to worse to even worse. So hectically.
That's awesome.
And you're like, oh, she's cut her tongue in half with a broken mirror, or she's melting her own face in the shower.
Uh-oh.
Can't get worse than that.
Surely.
And it does.
Oh, it did.
No.
Yeah,
dang.
I guess. So.
I reckon it's probably going to be like, maybe we'll start with the one alien, that kind of stuff, but because we do see a bunch of facehuggers.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
So I think
point.
It's going to be like one and then maybe two, and then it's just kind of like that escalation where it's like they either get one under control or they spend a lot of time dealing with just the one, and then it's like, holy shit, but then it's like, now we've got to deal with a couple or like four of them or something like that, and it's just going to escalate.
Do you think they'll do that thing that a lot of the alien movies do? I think starting after maybe Aliens, where it's like the bottom of the space station gets turned into a hive, full of eggs and like the walls are all fucked up full of the alien spit and they've got to crawl their way through or whatever.
Yeah, it looks like the aliens are, you know, the acid and all that kind of stuff on the tubes and stuff on the outside of either a ship or something.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that they maybe making a nest. Maybe this is like, you know, like the aliens making their home.
Could be.
You know, maybe it's like, oh yeah, the beginnings of like an alien homeworld or whatever it is.
Hive world, I think they call it. It's a cool thing, like a cool element of the aliens that I don't think gets played with enough. In the first one, there's that great scene where you find out about the acidic blood.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, because we're in a spaceship, this could kill us.
Yeah.
And so they rush down all the levels of the Nostromo, following the acid drip, being like, this is the scariest thing ever, because it could depressurize the entire
ship.
Which is scary.
Terrifying.
That's really cool. And they never really play with that again.
Yeah, they
I hope they play with it in this.
I think they do in the, not like that kind of thing, but I know in the fourth one, they kill one, two aliens kill one alien to escape from a prison thing.
With the acidic blood.
Which
that's
is like,
that's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Is there a scene where they capture a asteroid or asteroid going to ship?
Yes, I don't know what
I'm,
the fuck
I'm wondering
is going on
if
there.
This could be sort of similar to maybe, like, say, Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, a meteor containing the bugs land on Earth and fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And maybe
wipes
it's
out Buenos Aires.
Buenos
Aires.
Wherever Rico's from.
Yeah. Buenos Aires.
So this could be like maybe it's part of like whoever the traitorous android is, i.e. the two-eyed man.
Yeah.
Or four-eyed man, so sorry. It's like, we're collecting asteroids or whatever, chucking eggs on there, a bit of alien whatever, and then just like
sending
them
out.
Them off into the wide unknown, being like, oh, let's see what happens. Maybe we'll get a good one.
Let's seed some alien life, see what that does.
That's what David wanted to do, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, yeah, he
wanted to do science. I knew that much.
I know that. I was saying this before.
Oh, no. He doesn't he fucking hate? He's sick of humanity,
he
basically.
He does hate humans.
So he's just like, fuck it. You guys are stupid.
Yeah.
Cop aliens.
Yeah. I was watching a video, and I was talking to you guys about this before we recorded, about the initial Ridley Scott plan for the Prometheus trilogy.
Yeah.
That was going to end moving away from aliens, which I think is brave, moving away from aliens and focusing on like an android uprising led by David.
Well, I remember like when Prometheus first came out, he didn't even really want to talk about the fact it was an aliens movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, which I think is fair enough. He's like, this is an interesting world. Let me tell stories all over it.
And then at the end, you see the alien sort of.
It's like a proto-alien.
Like proto-alien thing.
Yeah.
I think it's called a deacon, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know why I know that. Yeah.
Hey, because you like aliens and you've read all the comics like Aliens Hog and whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Big time.
Usually the easiest clue to figure out who the android is the character's names, which we actually do have.
Oh.
But I don't think any of them stand out as the android. You've got Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was the main character who everyone thought was going to be Amanda Ripley from Alien Isolation until her name came out because she's dressed very similar.
Yeah.
Andy Android.
Andy the Android.
No.
Tyler?
Okay.
Well, it's they usually do it ABCDE, right?
K? Bjorn?
Okay.
Navarro. There's a couple of Android names there.
What are they?
Hey.
Yeah.
I was like, they're up to E, but so I guess they just skip it.
Yeah. Because it's Ash, Bishop. I can't remember the others.
David.
Craig.
Ash, Bishop, Craig,
David.
Yeah.
Who's C?
Craig?
Yes. Is there an android in Alien 3? No. I don't remember. There's probably one in Alien 4. Yeah. Alien 4 feels like they would love androids. I'm assuming.
Alien 4. Who robot
Crandall?
In Alien 4?
Ash, Bishop, Crandall.
Well, because there's also
David.
Bishop 2, and David is David 8. So, like,
Bishop's got such a good face. It's just, like, really fun to watch.
Pete Postlethwaite plays David Postlethwaite in Alien 3. That's stupid.
That's dumb as fuck. David Fincher, love you, but what the hell?
Was Winona Ryder, was she the robot? Because her name is Cal or Cole.
Probably.
So it goes...
Ash, Bishop, Cole, David.
Or Gary Dorden. Dorden? He plays someone called Christy.
Could be Christy.
And that's all the scene names I can see.
Yeah.
Cole is revealed during the course of the film to be a synthetic.
Ah, there it is. Okay.
Annalee Cole.
Good stuff.
That's her name, Annalee Cole.
Why are we giving our androids last names?
Well, I think that's probably what's going to fucking happen here. Because main character in this is Rain Corridine, though. The guy who from Kill Bill. David.
Crazy.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm cautiously optimistic about this one.
Just found another awesome name.
Yeah.
And this is from Alien 3 again. Ron Jonner.
Fuck, that is good.
All right, Ron Jonner.
Okay, Jonner
is spelled exactly how you'd expect. J-O-H-N-E-R.
Ron Jonner. Ron Jonner.
Good name.
That's strong name.
You can take that one to the bank.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so let's say swings for defenses.
De-aged Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Ripley?
Yeah.
Baby Ripley?
She's
not a baby. She's a
She'd be in cryo
in cryo
right
at the moment.
Yeah.
Be like a reference to cryo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, they could
maybe her little ship flying past.
Or maybe they're on her ship at one point and they do this and then her face is in there and they're like, fuck.
Who's that?
We don't know who. Wake up! We don't know who this is. Yeah. You might, though, pointing at the audience. Do you know who this is?
I hate when the movies know me.
I hate when movies
you,
yell at me.
Jackson.
Yes. Oh, no.
Who's this?
Oh, no, no. You're so big.
Why don't you pay attention to our movies, Jackson?
I reckon it's, explicitly connected to aliens.
Okay.
Like, very much so in the sense of, like...
Like they go to Hadley's Hope or something like
it
that.
It kind of explains why maybe the aliens, like, are there in en masse at...
Cool.
I think that you're on the right track, but I think it won't be aliens it directly connects to. It'll be alien.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that they'll
Oh, yeah. Maybe they
will be thinking less is more, right. And they'll be like, what if
how
we
about
do?
This? How about this? How about this? Because you know how I don't get it. I haven't seen Alien in a long time. You're like, where at the very end, he's all sickly being like, I think it's shipped off into the outer space. Mm-hmm. It's then it gets picked up by the ship in the Romulus.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or like, you know, it's a science exploring ship, and there's like, oh, we found this biological.
Well, I suppose, especially if they're taking in asteroids and stuff.
Yeah.
They're already sucking in space detritus.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we found this little guy.
Hey, it's a fucking guy.
We should do an autopsy or something, and then it melted our knife. We'll figure something else out. Oh, there's facehuggers in it too, or whatever.
Whatever. We'll put them in the little incubator things or whatever. So maybe probably from that or whatever. Like, you know, because there's only one. We don't know where that one came from, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look like the alien from Aliens. From Alien, sorry, but maybe that it's meant to be. Yeah,
they keep saying that it's going to be a standalone film.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they also keep being like, but it's set between Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think there's also been like studios have been like, it's connected. It's a connective tissue between the two of them. And then there's a lot of like, but it's a standalone film, which usually means it's a standalone movie that's set in this period. And then there'll be a studio mandated reference to the other movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like maybe this, like, subtly, hopefully subtly, like as in, we picked this, we got these eggs or whatever off this floating fucker in space.
I sure hope there's not aliens.
Ooh, I hope there's not Alien 3.
I would hate for an alien resurrection. Yeah. Right, Prometheus?
Yes. I can see them doing a thing to connect.
The idea of Prometheus being a dog. They look to him, it's like.
And then the camera
just comes up as like alien confident.
That will be a movie. Maybe they do a thing where they're like, we got to get on this ship or this space station to escape or whatever. Mm. And then they discover they've got, I think there's still a chance that, I don't know if they will pull this, but there's still a chance that some of these facehuggers or whatever are like synthetic or cloned or something. Okay. And maybe they will have a reference to the initial alien they got the DNA from being picked up in transit.
Yeah.
Like, we scooped an alien life form while we were scooping asteroids, and then there'll be like a secret lab where it's like, oh, that's the alien from Alien, I see. And that's how they got the genetic material to try and make their own.
Yeah.
And then,
something like that. And if they really want to, like, and also, you know, we're seeding a bunch of different, places where like a bunch of aliens that they're going to colonize, and then we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we're Weyland Yutani, and we love to make the perfect organism.
We don't really have a plan beyond get that freaking alien.
Alien.
Yeah, step one. Get alien.
Make more alien by luring in people to colonize a planet.
Step three.
They become infected.
Then we
have a bunch of alien.
They have a chance to make me hoot and holler by just chucking in Herc.
Oh, dude, if they throw Herc in.
Herc cameo or pig cameo.
Bro.
Or Aliens Olympics cameo.
Yeah, Xenozip, baby.
Is it definitely called Xenozip?
Yeah. It's funny to think that the only time they've ever shown somebody profiting off the alien is with Xenozip. Like, they always say, Weyland Yutani are going to use the aliens to make money and further their, capitalist empire. And the only time they've ever done it is with the Alien Olympic drug. That's funny stuff.
It's also got street names, fire and jelly.
Yeah, because it's made of queen jelly.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. I guess. Yeah, you got a bunch of aliens, time to make some money.
Yeah.
Whoa! It appears in heaps of comic books.
Yeah, it's very popular. I guess was aliens, after the Earth War, they had a bunch of dead aliens. They were like, let's make them into a drug. Because we could fuck it.
Yeah, look, I guess if you're gonna, you got some lemonade, you make some lemons.
Motherfucker, you want to win the Olympics? This is how you do it.
Frank Miller fucking wrote for the fucking alien. What is going on?
You have an incredible time ahead of you, my good friend.
Oh, wait, no, he just did the cover.
I think we're going to get Dusha to the docs before he reads these comics.
Yeah,
dude.
It's going
to
make me sick.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys. What the fuck are they doing in comic books? Who lets them do this? And then they do this, and then they say, oh, by the way, it's canon? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Herc.
Herc, dude. Herc Mondo. Herc Mondo. Egg Mondo.
Egg Mondo cameo. Egg Mondo.